And welcome to Press TV's debate. I'm Marcia Hashmi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, another day and another mass shooting in the United States, a country which has had 251 mass shootings so far this year. August the 4th is the 216th day of the year, which means on average, there has been more than one mass shooting every day in the U.S. Now, the question is why, and why is it not control? Well, let's begin the debate with our correspondent in Washington, D.C., Colin Campbell. Colin, bring us up to date on the latest mass shootings, of course, now the one both in El Paso and also in Dayton.
Yeah, so we're looking at a total of nearly 30 people dead, dozens more injured. And of course, that death toll could climb depending on how people recover from their injuries. Of course, no one wants that number to increase, but that's where the number stands right now. Nearly 30 people dead in two separate mass shootings in less than 24 hours here in the United States as it's reeling from the devastation and tragedy that has occurred in both of these areas. Now, the first one in El Paso that happened was a targeted shooting that was really focused on immigrants, Latinos, people coming across the border, people who speak Spanish. So that one is being treated as a domestic terrorism event. And that's very unique here because we've looked at these other shootings that have not been treated as terrorism. We've always had this discussion in the U.S. Why aren't these shooting events where there is a white shooter, the guy is a white person shooting, massacring several people. Why isn't that treated as terrorism? And now I think that conversation is changing. Also in Dayton, Ohio, yes, another 24-year-old white man who shot and killed nine people. He was killed as well. He was known to be wearing an armored vest and using very special weaponry in order to take on his target. So again, this is something that authorities have been looking at and scouring over all the evidence over as lawmakers are trying to figure out what the next way is forward. A lot of Democrats on the left, people on the left are speaking out about this. They want to see comprehensive action and change. A little more quiet on the right. There are some outraged Republicans, but no one has really come forth and said that they are going to make some changes. And one of those people, namely, is the President of the United States, who's expressed regret, but has not said that he would take any comprehensive plan of action in trying to change the course of gun violence in America.
Thank you so much for that update. That's Press TV's very own Colin Campbell out of Washington, D.C. And I'd like to welcome our guest to the program, Dr. Randy Short, African Orthodox Church out of Washington, D.C., and also Frederick Peterson, Senior U.S. Congressional Defense Advisor out of New York. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in New York with Frederick. Why do you think the United States has so many mass shootings?
Well, first of all, I would really seriously have to delve into the factual basis behind your assertion of thousands of mass shootings. If you are counting every discharge of a firearm in an urban area, perhaps we could continue the conversation along those lines. But to call them mass shootings is a gross and very misleading exaggeration.
How do you define a mass shooting?
Let's get back to the primary point
here. How do you define a mass shooting,
and that
Frederick,
is
now that you've brought
it up? What happened? Well, how would we define a mass shooting? I think a reasonable definition of a mass shooting would be a large number of casualties caused by a shooter, one or more.
Well, according to statistics coming out of the United States,
the numbers
according
simply
to
don't
statistics
add up.
Coming out
However,
of the United States, this is not something that I created, Frederick. Sorry to interrupt you, but because you brought
statistics.
It up. Let me just say that there have been 251 mass shootings in the U.S. so far this year. This is according, all my sources are American sources actually in dealing with this, but go ahead. The question at hand is why? Why do you think that there
Bad
are so
sources.
Many mass
terrible,
shootings in the U.S.?
Terrible, misleading. Once again, I don't accept the foundation because they come from very biased and misleading sources that have an interest in the issue politically. And that is what we need to talk facts, and we need to have common definitions. A mass shooting is not a cap gun fired by a kid on a playground, okay? That's simply not a mass shooting. Let's get back to the very important, very serious subject at hand, and that is these two incidents of violence that certainly are highly regrettable and should not happen in any country to any people. And when innocents die, the righteous should stand up and object, and we do. But what we're dealing with here at its substance, and I believe where you're really headed with this, is the Constitution of the United States at its very founding, 250 roughly years ago, the oldest document of its kind in the history
Frederick,
of the world,
Frederick,
granting the
Frederick,
greatest
I'm sorry
liberty
to interrupt you.
To
it's
its
only
people
a 25-minute program.
Of the world,
you are saying that you know where I'm headed with this conversation, and we still haven't even answered the first question, and also you're questioning all the sources. By the way, Frederick, the definition. I'm reading again from American sources. Mass shooting are incidents including multiple victims of firearm-related violence. So,
what are the American sources?
I can name several of them. I mean, from CBS to New York Times and many others.
I
don't want to scan down right
too.
Now.
And they're all
well,
biased
are you telling me
and
that there
interest,
have not been? Wait a second, Frederick. We're not arguing about. It's interesting that this discussion is turning into have
sure.
mass shootings taking place in the U.S. instead of why are they taking place? Are you telling me that mass shootings are not taking place in the United States on a regular basis? It seems.
No, not on a regular basis. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely
let me get Dr. Short
not.
In
Otherwise,
on this conversation
this story
because
would have
we're
been
not getting where
because
Dr.
it happens
Short,
every day after day after day.
Dr. Short,
this
your
is,
take on this, and in your perspective, what is going on with the high number of mass shootings, and why are the majority of perpetrators of these shootings white males?
Because killing people, in particular blacks and others, has been a right, and it's part of our culture. 100 years ago, we were in the midst of what's called Red Scare Summer, where you had race riots where white mobs went out killing black people all over the country. That's American history. I am in your studio, literally on the block that we were broadcasting from. White folks were killing and stomping and doing nigger hunting 100 years and 3 weeks ago on this very block that I'm on, okay? And the American president, Woodrow Wilson, was on his yacht listening to blacks being stomped to death and did nothing about it. This is as old as America. And this man that you have, he's an apologist for it, that because it's his ugly image of what it has meant to dominate, to conquer and control land that's not yours, people that are unlike you, black and Indian, has required this kind of terror and control. And this, basically, what people have sown, they have sown violence and hatred. In fact, the real problem in this country is what parents teach their children. If you teach your child that people are subhuman and they are worthy of death because of their skin color or their class, then you will get this. He can't cope with it, your other guests, because it may be how he was brought up, although he can use cute language to duck it. Lynching, where you'd have public murders of people who were black and Indian, was a norm, like a sports activity. So this isn't new, this is old. We have an issue of white identity extremists and white racial terrorism that's as old as this country. And basically the chickens are coming home to roost. The whole world now gets to see what has always been known to my community But I need to say something else. Another reason that this happens, whereas you can put a young black guy in jail for 100 years for shoplifting a Twinkie, and they basically take white mass killers to Burger King before you take them to jail.
Okay.
If they were executing these people or shooting them instead of trying to capture them alive, fewer people will want to do it, as well as punish the families if they have any connection to indoctrinating their children to kill or
all
mass
right.
murder
Stay
or they
with
bought
me,
them
Dr.
weapons.
Stay with me, Short.
This
let
thing
me
would
get
stop
Frederick.
Tomorrow.
Let me get Frederick back in on this conversation. Go ahead, Frederick.
Oh yes, thank you. Rendition that we just heard was part of the problem. This utterly provocative,
no, not part of the problem. Your invasion of
overstated.
It's provocative to deny that people get murdered
right.
in this country.
I didn't interrupt you, although I would like to.
I'm stating history,
please give me
which
the courtesy,
you're too ignorant to know.
Stay with me, Dr. Short. Dr. Short, let me let Frederick go. Go ahead, Frederick.
I've been on programs with you before, and you've been rude, ignorant, and racist, and I'm calling you out.
Okay, Dr. Short.
Would you mind,
Dr. Short? Stay with me for a minute. Go ahead, Frederick.
You lied.
Dr. Short, stay with me. Let me get Frederick back in on this conversation. Go ahead, Frederick. You wanted to say.
Doctor,
liar.
Would
you
racist
mind?
Too, and I called
I know you
one.
Would.
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah, I would mind.
There you go.
I just hope you face the
well,
truth that people
I'm
get
sure
murdered in this
together.
Country.
Okay, Dr. Short,
in the,
Dr.
In the
Short,
spirit of commonality
give him an opportunity to talk. Give him an opportunity
will
to speak. Go ahead, Frederick.
Knock it off?
Go ahead, Frederick.
No, not
your good
it off,
manners
what,
speak
I'm
for themselves.
And saying that, look,
but
we have a problem.
The,
brotherhood
in the larger
brotherhood doesn't
what
exist
have,
when you have social
yeah, okay.
and
you know
what,
Dr. Short,
why don't you just
Dr. Short,
for a
let me get
okay.
him in
you
on this.
Good.
Stay with me. Stay with me, Randy. Randy, stay with me. Go ahead, Frederick.
I have one point to make. I have found some common ground between the doctor, the good doctor, oh yes, of elevated moral standing, and myself, and that is that he and I can together celebrate the black man, the veteran, the armed veteran, legally armed, who, when he heard the gunfire in Ohio, went into the store next to his in order to rescue and save and engage and save children, and he did. That I can celebrate, that armed, righteous, good man going into the face of evil. I'm sure that the good doctor would have been right there with his carry permit in Washington, D.C. to engage the enemy, no matter what color the enemy was, it was evil. And I would have been there, I hope, with that black man, and I certainly hope that the good doctor would have been there by my side, and we would have found some common ground, and that is good must oppose evil.
Well, you,
good
you,
must
okay, it sounds very
evil.
Good. It
good
sounds very
not,
black and white. Frederick, it sounds very black and white. But the question at hand, again, I'm going back to the root of the situation, is that why is it happening as often as
yes.
it does in the United States?
Well, A, I challenge the premise that it is happening on a racial basis. There are people.
I did not say racial. I did not say racial, Frederick. I just asked the question,
people.
Why is
they
it happening so often in the United States? That's my question.
I did. Because there are people who are ill, and there are people that are manipulating ill people to encourage them to act so that they can make a public political point and achieve political points. This is wrong. It is wrong to instigate that. It's wrong to support it. It's wrong to wrongly report it. We should be reaching higher for the truth. And truth has no color. Truth has no color, in spite of what your other guest may think.
Well,
truth has no color.
Well, let me look at that. Now that you're bringing up Frederick,
the president
that you continue to bring up the race card. You continue to bring up the race card. So let's look at this.
There you go.
So if we look at El Paso and what happened, and this man goes in and he kills and wounds all these people. And yes, he comes out alive. God. He comes out alive. And we have seen time and time and time again, definitely not even a violent situation, a casual traffic violation, or perhaps no violation at all, but the car was being pulled over and it was a black man driving it who ended up dead. So do you not understand when there are individuals who say that racism is part of all of this? It's very different when a white man actually kills many people and the way he is treated than actually a person of color. Do you agree to that or not?
Absolutely disagree with that.
I wonder what
fundamentally
color the truth will be
it's here. Not even offered in good faith. It's offered to achieve a political goal. And your other gentlemanly guest laughing and chortling in the background is a good example of bad behavior.
All right, let me get Dr. Short back in on this.
The way we should be talking about the constitutional guarantees of the right to preserve, protect, and defend oneself, one's family, one's interests, the Constitution of the United States, and even the freedom of a guest such as the chortling voice in the background.
Well, I think on the one hand, you're talking about
rights.
The Constitution, Frederick. You are talking about the Constitution and the right, of course, to bear arms, but then at the other hand, not looking at the right for people to be safe in a society, then as a matter of fact, in safe societies, it's not really necessary for the average person to have to carry arms to protect themselves. So the question at hand is, what is wrong with the United States that you and others say that people basically have to be armed while walking out in broad daylight in order to protect themselves? Dr. Short, your take.
My take is, one, we got to, it's real simple. One, I support people having guns. In fact, everybody black needs one, in particular law-abiding, to fight against racial terrorism, as well as the structural injustice that creates a lot of black criminals that need to be put in check. I come from a family of folks who served in the military of this country. My father was a hero at the Pentagon, pulling people out after the building got bombed. So whatever happened to it. I want to be very clear. People have the right to self-defense and arms. I'm pro-guns because we have folks who are in denial that there's a problem in this country. In fact, I'm alive today because my ancestors had guns that they needed to protect themselves from white terrorism, whether the other person gets that or not. The reason that we have another problem, it's a black person I want to blame. I want to blame black Democrats and former President Barack Obama. When a white hero, a gentleman who worked at Homeland Security, explained that we had a problem with racial terrorism in this country, within law enforcement and otherwise, and Barack Obama and every black Democrat in the country that followed him ignored this, trying to be cool, I guess to please people like your other guests, that they didn't pursue dealing with racial terrorism and threats to safety for the public at large, everybody. Including black folks. And they refused to do that because they didn't want to upset, let's be honest, the white male demographic in the country. Not all white men, but we have enough of them that are Nazis, that have these ideas that are quite dangerous, and it's a threat to everyone. And in reality, the chickens are coming home to roost, because when you have this kind of uncontrolled hatred, and all these guns, people are going to get hurt. And when you have a law enforcement department, whether it's under Loretta Lynch, who basically helped policemen get off, who sodomized Abner Louima, or Eric Holder, who liked locking up black men for practically nothing for 10 years, given the federal time, or you have Jeff Sessions, who came up with this stupid idea of black identity extremists while ignoring white identity extremists that are writ large. That's how this thing happened. It is a collusion of various forces, both liberal and ultra-conservative, that don't want to deal with the fact that racism, hatred, and injustice kills. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it will kill everyone. It won't just kill the minority populations.
Okay,
and
let me
that's
get Frederick back in here. I'm running out of time.
It just
Frederick,
won't be buckwheat that gets shot.
What is the difference, Frederick, between domestic terrorism and a hate crime. We've seen time and time again with these type of incidents that have happened, but it has not been called domestic terrorism. It seems a lot of times if there is a person, especially if his name happens to be Muhammad or someone of some type of Muslim descent, it's a lot quicker that it would be labeled domestic terrorism. So tell me the difference in your perspective.
Well, first of all, I want to get to your question. I want to say we have found common ground because I stand and will defend to the very last the right of your other guest to legally keep, carry, and defend his interests and our interests, justified interests, with a firearm. We see together on that. In terms of domestic terrorism, I will say, how is that defined? Any event of violence which creates terror is a terrorist event. When we choose to describe it in a legal context, we talk with a larger network. We're talking about part of a larger conspiracy, perhaps, part of an organization outside the actor's purview that is manipulating. And terrorism is violence writ large, okay? We agree on that. I don't see as that should be a major point of disagreement at all. And our common support of the Second Amendment is another commonality that I and your other guest share. So let's try to work together without shouting and name-calling and grossly distorting history to the point of it's unrecognizable.
Okay, well, let me get, we're just about out of time. Dr. Short, you're taking
together,
all this. Where do you see this going in the United States? It seems to be like a catch-22 situation. The more violence, the more people feel they have to protect themselves, the more guns.
It's not a catch-22.
So where is all of this going in your society?
We need the Second Amendment. I'm 100% for it, but we also need to have major, major constitutional protection from people who would violate the right to have firearms. I'm talking about going after families and groups and having RICO and locking up whole groups of people. Social media, where they know we need to use the same stuff that spies on the whole world and looks and tries to figure out who has nuclear energy to find out who would shoot you at your local Walmart. We need to treat those people, and we need to put them in Guantanamo and let some of the other people go. We need to go after people who don't recognize that all Americans, no matter what color, have a right to live here with a safe, in their right mind, feeling safe and secure, and anyone that would violate that. And I mean black folks. I'm for the death penalty. Crush anybody that would violate the public peace and sanctity of American citizens.
Okay, and on that note, I thank both of you, but I'm straight out of time. Appreciate you being with us. Dr. Randy Short out of Washington, D.C., from the African Orthodox Church. Frederick Peterson out of New York, senior U.S. Congressional Defense Advisor. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us on another debate. I'm Marcia Hashemi, signing out for myself and all the group right here in Tehran. See you next time.